This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
As we launch here into the third hour of the program, we've talked a lot about secession tonight, mostly California's different secession movements. You might have heard of the Calexit movement, which is kind of the leftist secession movement that are trying to leave from the United States. But now there's another competitor in California for what they're calling New California, which is more of a right-wing secession movement, except in this instance, they want to secede from California into a 51st state. And Sharon is on the line in Long Beach, California, which according to the maps that we were looking at earlier from the New California site, it appears that you are in what they're calling Old California, not the New
LA
California.
The L.A. County area.
Yeah.
You know?
Sharon, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, there's a county line between L.A. County and Orange County, and the two personalities, Orange County and L.A. County, might as well be two different states. In Orange County, all the richest people live there. They get what they want. If you try to move in, you can't afford to move there. If you try to work there, they bully you around. In L.A. County, I mean, everybody is struggling. We drive older cars. We live in old apartments. A lot of them had their homes repossessed when we had that phony recession. That was just a land grab. But it might as well already be two different states. I don't know what he's going to accomplish by trying to go through all the expense and what all, you know, to make it legal.
Yeah, so you said Orange County.
What it'll do is it'll give the party that he likes the majority control of government instead of the party he doesn't like having majority control of government.
All right, now
somehow that's better.
I'm confused here. I'm looking at the New California map on the front page of their, or not front page, but on their website, and it shows. Now there's three colors. Johnson, wasn't the map you were looking at before?
Yeah,
two colors.
Yeah,
okay, I see it here. So New California, New California. They have two different New California maps. One is showing red and blue counties. I guess that means that those counties are Democrat or Republican, maybe?
I guess.
I don't know what that means.
Either anymore. I'm an independent now.
So maybe they're trying to show that we're, you know, we're not just a Republican movement, that we've got these blue counties in here too. Sharon, how do you feel about this, though? I mean, do you think that the New California counties, should they be allowed to leave?
No, I don't think so. I think the problem that you're having in California right now is a direct result of 20 years of our government taking jobs away from people who are born and raised here, and letting all these illegal people come into the country and giving everything to them. They used to laugh when you talked like that. And now all these people who are out of jobs and are working for minimum wage instead of, you know, union wages, now all of a sudden they realize that that is what happened, but it's already happened and it's too late to stop.
What does that have to do with opposing the secession of the New California?
Well, people like me who have no power, just sick and tired of people coming to California and tinkering with it. And that's what's wrong with it now.
Well, I don't know if these are people who came to California. I think there's a lot of people who probably have lived for a long time there in California, in these other counties.
Were they born and raised here and their children born and raised here?
I suspect many of them were.
Yeah,
I mean, we don't know them all. We only had one guy call the show earlier tonight. So, I mean, I can't speak. I don't speak for them. I don't, you know, I'm not part of their movement or anything like that. But, I mean, we've had that guy on the air before, and he sounded like somebody whose roots go back. I mean, he's the kind of person who was born and raised in California. California, he didn't want to leave because we'd asked him, hey, well, why don't you just move to New Hampshire?
Well, how do you leave when for generations you and your relatives have all been born, they died here?
I don't know. You just pack your bags and leave.
I did.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I did. My family has been in Eastern Tennessee since about 1810. We started out in Cades Cove, which is now a national park. We were kicked out of the national park by the first Roosevelt. He came in there and stole our land. We moved down into the valley, and then we were kicked out of our land again by the second Roosevelt, who stole our farm and flooded it for the TVA land. And then we all moved into town, and we've all lived and evolved in Eastern Tennessee for generations and generations. And you can find at least six generations of my ancestors buried within 5 miles of where I grew up.
Well, how could you have left that? How could you have just left that?
I had opportunities.
That's the point I was trying to make, though. You were born there, raised there. Are you there now?
No, I live 1,000 miles north of there.
That was his point. He was telling you that you'd asked, how can you leave after generations? You just leave.
Yeah.
You find a better opportunity
somewhere
else.
I saw a reason to leave. There was a reason to leave. You know, the first time I left, we moved to Florida, and I have family that have lived there for generations on my mother's side. My father's side in Tennessee, my mother's side in Florida.
I don't know where that's coming from, guys. I apologize.
Generations there. And you know what? The economic opportunity wasn't there for us anymore, so we left and we moved to Tennessee. And we stayed in Tennessee as long as those opportunities continued to present themselves there. And when they no longer did, and we saw an opportunity to make my family's life better, to give them more freedom in some aspects, and to give them a better financial future, we left. We saw things that were more important. I wanted to open a community center. I wanted to do community service. I had an opportunity to do so. I had an opportunity to raise my children around the kind of values that I wanted them to be around, and I took it. That's how you do it. You do it. You just do it.
Like I said,
you find the money,
said,
you save the money, you raise the money, and you just do it.
Yeah, it's an easy thing to say. But California has always been a rich state, and the problem, one of the problems is so many people come here rich from other countries and thrown their money into the economy here and tilted it. One thing that the Russians did in California, or tried to do, buy up all the cemetery land in California and then charge a fortune. No average person could afford to be buried there. The county or the state finally came in and stopped that. But when foreigners come here with millions of dollars, they throw all their money into certain things and then everybody else is shoved out.
That doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry. Everybody else gets shoved out. If somebody
shoved
comes
out,
in and offers you a bunch of money to buy your property, you're not getting shoved out. You're giving the opportunity to accept, you know, whatever the offer is, and you can say no. I mean, if somebody wants to come and buy your land or buy your business or whatever, you can just say no if you don't want to sell. So I don't buy this claim that all these rich foreigners are coming in here and tilting things. That just doesn't make sense. To me, you want rich.
If
people come in from somewhere else and bring a bunch of money into your area, that's the kind of person you want to come in there, isn't it?
No, because then everybody else that has been here, like I said, for generations, for middle income, all of a sudden you can't afford to live where you live. The taxes go way up. All your neighbors up and down the neighborhood are being bought out.
So the problem is you're having a problem with the government. You're saying the government is taxing people too much, and that's driving people away?
The government finally did something, started to do something to stop it. Like I said, all the cemeteries that the Russians were buying up.
Wait a minute. Didn't you just complain that the taxes went up when the rich people came in and bought up a bunch of houses?
Sure, they do. If you have a house that's been in your family for generations, and it gets sold for $1 million all of a sudden.
Well, then you got $1 million, lady. I mean, wouldn't that be what you wanted?
Well, what she's,
if you sold your house, you wanted to sell it.
It's not my house. It's not that didn't happen to me.
What she's talking about basically is gentrification, where people go in there who have large amounts of money, and they buy things for more than they're really worth, and that
that's what they're worth.
The value.
Right, that's what they're worth.
Drives up the value of houses. Well, I've seen it in Florida, where you have low-income housing areas, where one gay guy goes in and buys a nice house and fixes it up, and then the guy next
How
to him,
terrible.
Well, the guy next to him buys a house and buys a house, and the next thing you know, the poor people don't have anywhere to live.
Well, there's always going to be
they
poor places for poor people
to live. Property taxes anymore.
All right, more coming up here. 3 Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guy charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. So you may Skype into the show here at Skype username lrn.fm. I didn't ask Sharon to hang on, but she dropped off during the line or during the break there. I would have liked to have continued the conversation because, I mean, she was trying to make the argument that it was a bad thing that rich people were coming in from other countries and buying up a bunch of property. And we never got to clarify your point, Will, which you pointed out during the break, was that, okay, the problem is with the property tax. And she referenced that for a moment, saying, well, the taxes go up. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, your problem is with the property tax, then. That's the issue.
Because you've got these poor, like the Gulfport in Florida. It's a small community just south of St. Petersburg. I had some friends. I used to work as a DJ in a gay club that was about 4 miles from there. And I had a lot of friends. They started buying property in this neighborhood. And what happened was the low-income black families that lived there were pushed out. Because the property values went up, and they could no longer afford to pay their property taxes. So they were forced to sell their houses and move into, like, basically ghettos, like these low-income HUD houses.
Whereas if you didn't have the property tax, they could have just stayed there.
They could have just stayed in their houses and lived in a nicer neighborhood, you know, instead of, you know, the rundown neighborhood they were living in before. And their house would have been worth more money.
Exactly.
But
so if somebody
that, having a more valuable house ended up being a liability to these people.
Whereas if there were no property taxes, they could sit there in their house as long as they wanted, and then maybe one of these rich people who doesn't want to see the rundown shanty or whatever in their neighborhood will come down and
what it's worth.
Right, come over and make them a sweet offer to say, hey, look, you know, we just don't like the way it doesn't match the neighborhood here. We're going to give you a bunch of money. You guys can go buy a house wherever you want to buy it, just not here.
Or they could just stay there and keep their house and it be in a much nicer neighborhood.
They sure could. That's the way it should be.
Take out a mortgage against the equity, the value of this. Like they own, most of them owned these houses. These were houses that had been in the family for a couple of generations since the 40s. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden these people that were property owners have been unhoused. They no longer own property. And it's not because the value of the house went up. It's because when the value of the house went up, the property taxes went up and they raised property taxes in Florida three times in 1 year under a Republican governor with a Republican-controlled House and Senate.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Skype. Ooh, we got David. You all right there, David? A little noisy.
Yeah, just doing some chores while I'm waiting.
All right, go ahead with your thoughts.
I just wanted to share an update on my whistleblowing activities. As I had talked about how I know of a lawyer that's embezzling, state money, taxpayer money, presumably taking a paycheck and not doing any work for it. And I got a cell phone number for the white-collar crime investigators, law enforcement here in the state of New Mexico, and talked to them, presented the evidence that I had verbally, and it was enough interest to them that a team of two agents is going to make a 160-mile round-trip drive to interview me to get the rest of the evidence because they think that there's something there. So I just want, and that's happening on Friday.
So what you uncovered about corruption as far as attorneys bilking the state system for fees that they didn't earn, that's actually being taken seriously?
Yeah. I've been doing this a long time, and usually you don't get a whole lot of interest or there's some reason why you're mistaken and nobody really takes interest. But I just, and that was my mindset. I was just calling to check off the box, you know, to do my part. I called up, went A, B, C, D, E, F, so on, and laid it all out, and boom, they were interested. And enough, like I said, to the point where they're sending, you know, two special agents to do a 160-mile round trip to come and interview me. So, you know, so that's at least some interest, some serious interest. And they told me what it actually isn't in what this guy is doing that I allege is not, I guess it doesn't fall under embezzling. There's two other felony codes that it falls under. Mm-hmm. Has to do with
fraud. Fraud.
Yeah, contracting to do with the state to deliver a service and then taking the money but not delivering the service, and there's two different categories of it, and I can't remember what
theft
it is.
Theft of services or fraud or something like that would be my guess.
Yeah, something like that. So.
Well, cool, man. Congratulations on that. That sounds like some progress for you, and I thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But even if you get them to, you know, smack the fingers of a few attorneys, it's probably not really going to change anything significant. I mean, it will feel like a win, and it may be a small little win, but, you know, it's hard to get any kind of significant wins against the legal structure. I mean, these people are entrenched, and they are in charge, and they will just simply overrule you. Like, there was the attorneys at the Supreme Court in New Hampshire in the Rich Paul case where he had appealed, and it was about jury nullification and the jury nullification law here. The court, Supreme Court of New Hampshire basically said, yeah, that jury nullification law, that's not a jury nullification law, and if you ever do try to write a jury nullification law that actually does specify jury nullification, which is your right as a juror to vote based on your conscience rather than the facts in the case, If you legislator types actually pass a jury nullification law, we will rule it as unconstitutional. So
how?
They would have a better chance if they passed a constitutional amendment to the Constitution to enshrine jury nullification. That would be the best approach in that case, because then would the New Hampshire Supreme Court be able to overturn an amendment to the Constitution? I think that might exceed their authority, but they might try it anyway, because they hate jury nullification.
Well, yeah, because it keeps them from being able to throw people in cages as often.
So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. The bloodbath that happened today and may still be happening. I think Bitcoin has bounced back a little bit, but it started the day, what, $14,000 per Bitcoin? It hit as low as $10,000 on a lot of exchanges, a few of them even below $10,000. So for the most part, the $10,000 floor did hold on most of the big-time exchanges out there.
I saw it at $89.95.
That was in New Zealand.
But that was in U.S. dollar value.
It was, but it was also on an exchange on which you cannot receive U.S. dollars, as far as you cannot wire them out from those.
That is correct. They use dollar, what they call dollar tethers.
Yeah, so that affects how their price plays
I've out. Got a 24-hour high at 13,271.
Okay.
Today's opening at 11,337. But today's low at $10,054.
Yeah, the crypto is across the board. Not just Bitcoin, but across the board. If you go to coinmarketcap.com and just scroll on down that list, and you will see red, 20, 30% drops of value.
Everything in the top 100.
Yeah.
If you go to Cryptopia and you look, like, they have like the an area of the website that has these really, really obscure coins that you can only trade for in Bitcoin. Those, you can find a few that are still performing well, but anything that you've ever heard of before is down at least 20%.
Well, because of this today, I was looking through the full list of coins, and I discovered some that were going up, and one that I found interesting was F token.
As in FU?
Yes. It's for those who, you know, if you want to give someone an F.
I've heard about this.
You want to give an F.
Yep, I've heard about this. There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733 plus. Apparently, Bitcoin has lost another major location with Microsoft removing Bitcoin from their store. It's Free Talk Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, you may dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username LRN.FM with you in the studio here tonight. You've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Will.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. That is the point here on the program. We've been talking about everything from California, where there's a new California movement that has declared independence there. You're certainly still welcome to comment on that, to the idea of the property tax and how it's the government that is forcing people out of their homes because the prices of the homes nearby have gone up due to rich people coming in and buying them, which is what one lady was calling to complain about from California a few moments ago. And, of course, you're welcome to share your thoughts and your calls about what you want. We've also got Skype. If you want to Skype us and sound like you're almost sitting in the studio with us here, the Skype username is lrn.fm, and we're on Discord now. You can connect with our Discord, which means you can chat and text with other Free Talk Live listeners, as well as Call to Freedom listeners, which is the weekday program that Wilk is performing on week number two now.
Yeah.
On LRN.FM. Your show's from 4 to 7 in the afternoons, that's Eastern right. time. And you do giveaways, unlike Free Talk Live, where we don't really ever give away giveaway stuff on the air. You've got multiple giveaways per show of cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
So you're not giving away like a free bag of candy. You're giving away actual money to people.
Yeah, well, we've given away over $200 in the last couple of weeks. Last week we gave over $130 in free crypto away. This week we've actually had the sheer luck. We've had a few different local coin developers who have come in, and what they've done is they just bring like 50 coins with them, 20 coins, $100 in coins, whatever, and we give away their coins while they're on the shows to callers that call in as well.
So today you did library credits.
We gave away $20 in library credits today. We gave away 50 Mona coin yesterday. We're going to have the folks from Zencash coming in tomorrow, so you'll get the opportunity to possibly win some free Zencash tomorrow. Plus, we also give away a $10 increment of a random Coinomi supported coin.
Do you ever give away any of the big boys like Dash or Ethereum or whatever?
Well, if it really just depends on what the sponsors want.
Uh-huh.
If you want to sponsor the show, you know, you give us a call or send us an email and you say, well, we want to sponsor a faucet because that's our favorite way to get sponsors.
Gotcha.
You know, people are going to remember the company that gave them free crypto coins.
They
you
sure
know what
are.
I'm saying? So we just ask them, like, what do you want? You know, do you want us to give Dash? Do you want us to give Ethereum? And if they're like, we don't care, just give away coins. Then we like to buy smaller coins because what we want is to encourage people to look into altcoins. Look into the smaller coins, not just Bitcoin, not just Dash, not just Litecoin, you know, not just Ethereum, like the big four. We want people to start looking at, like, Verge, Monero, Bada Coins, Digibytes. Even if we're not personally fans of them, we want you to look into them and see if it's something that you want to be into. If it's not, sell it for Bitcoin, sell it for Dash, shapeshift it into something else that you like. It's free $10.
It's a great way to get started and play around with trading and exchanging cryptocurrency.
We want the average guy out there who's hearing about Bitcoin on the radio so much to get involved in stuff that he can get in on the ground level still. You know, Bitcoin's $15,000, $12,000, $11,000. I want people that to be able to get into these new coins so you can own 50 coins and you can watch your money grow. And we want you to do so badly that we've gone out and got sponsors, and instead of taking sponsor money and just passing it around among all of the hosts, we take all of our sponsor money and we put almost every bit of it toward buying coins so that we can give those coins away so that you'll get into altcoins, get an altcoin wallet, and get plugged into the new crypto economy.
So we were talking about cryptocurrency here, and you guys do a lot of crypto talk over on Call to Freedom, even more, I would say, than here on Free Talk Live, because one out of your 3 hours is devoted every day to crypto talks, the crypto hour. It's the middle hour of the show, the 5 p.m. Eastern one, so don't miss that if you're into cryptocurrency. It was an interesting interview today with Jeremy from Library, where you learned a secret that I hadn't known about Library, and that is they have the intention of doing live streaming over this decentralized, blockchain-based media distribution network, and that's very interesting.
I cannot wait for the first live drive home cryptocurrency radio show to also be the first radio show broadcast live on the blockchain.
That would be amazing.
That would be awesome.
So there's news in the world. There's always news in the world of cryptocurrency, but in the world of Bitcoin, which is the one that everybody pays attention to, if you're looking at cryptocurrencies, you know, Bitcoin's the oldest. It's the one that's been around. It's the creator, basically, of all the other ones to some extent. And Bitcoin has now suffered another major loss. Another big company has dropped support for Bitcoin, and companies don't get much bigger than Microsoft. I mean, you want to talk about in the digital space, Microsoft is a behemoth. Whether you like them or not, they are big, and what they decide when it comes to allowing or disallowing a currency on their website, that's worth a news headline, and the Cointelegraph has the story, John Buck writing that Microsoft has now removed Bitcoin as a payment option for the Microsoft Store. In a blow for Bitcoin enthusiasts, Microsoft Corporation has removed the Bitcoin payment option from its active payment instruments. The company was an early adopter, and former CEO Bill Gates had expressed his support for the cryptocurrency. Their decision was confirmed through publicly posted chats with customer service representatives. The main cause of the cessation appears to be volatility and risk associated with the cryptocurrency. So This, you know, sort of rings similar to what happened with the Steam platform. I think it was last month, where the world's largest video game provider, basically, that you know, I don't know how many millions of people use Steam. It's huge. There's small independent games on there. There's big AAA-style games on there. Steam announced they were pulling Bitcoin because it was just becoming too much of a hassle for their customer service.
I think that a bigger statement is that a store run by cryptocurrency activists, old-school activists, people who have been in the cryptocurrency game for 6 years probably, called the Bitcoin shop... No longer accepts Bitcoin.
Wait. The Bitcoin shop in New Hampshire?
No longer accepts Bitcoin.
Wow.
As of about 2 days ago.
Did they put out a press release or something?
Yeah, you didn't see it?
No.
Oh.
Where was it?
I'm officially more informed about what's going on in cryptocurrency than Ian Freeman. Hold on, let me mark this on my calendar.
I would expect you are. I mean, you talk about it every day.
Yeah. There was a story that was put out not long ago by the Dash Networks that the Bitcoin shop in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, no longer accepts Bitcoins because of the fees.
But they're still taking Bitcoin cash.
They will take Bitcoin cash, and they are now focusing on Dash.
I think it's the right choice, and in fact, I am, you know, I've been thinking about going around to the local businesses here in Keene, the ones that take cryptocurrency, and saying, you really ought to consider disabling Bitcoin acceptance, you know, because you got to do it for your customer's own good. Yeah. I mean, I don't like the way that sounds, but it's the truth.
I don't really care. For me, it's all about let the best coin win and let's get rid of these ridiculous fees. Like, I don't like Dash. I don't hate Dash. I don't like Monero. I don't hate Monero. I don't really like or hate any of these coins. Some of them, the philosophy, like Zencash or Vertcoin, you know, like they're about decentralization. So I love them because of philosophy. But as far as the rest of these coins out here, as far as I'm concerned, a coin is a coin is a coin. Let them slaughter each other like the tech bubble and let the Amazon and the Google among them rise to the top and let the rest of it all turn to dust.
Well, actually, there is an update to the story. According to Cointelegraph, Microsoft has actually restored Bitcoin as a payment option. Quote, after working with our provider to ensure lower Bitcoin amounts would be redeemable by customers, unquote. So I'm not sure what that means. It does say here in the original piece that customers were still able, so after Microsoft did suspend Bitcoin, they were still able to use Bitcoin to add money to their Microsoft account. Accounts can be used to purchase games, movies, and apps, but these funds are not usable in the Microsoft store, or they weren't. Now, apparently, they are again. But the fact that, you know, Microsoft would even take Bitcoin down to get the attention, I guess, of the company that they're working with. I don't know if it's BitPay or who it is that they've teamed up with. I'm not sure who the company is that they're referring to. But you got Steam taking Bitcoin off the air or off their system. You got Microsoft taking it down, then putting it back up. You had BitPay announcing they were going to do $100 minimum purchases, then changing their minds about that.
I'll still accept it. I mean, if you want to spend a, you know, $20, $30 fee on a, you know, $10 t-shirt.
So, hey, it's only $15 fees now.
Well, there you go.
Down. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him.
Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning
Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. There's enough time for you if you want to join us on the radio waves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And if you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you should join Dash. It's digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. You can join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. And when they say there's a lot of momentum behind Dash, they mean sort of generally. Today, there's no momentum behind a lot of these cryptos. Dash has taken a huge fall, just like the rest of them have. Today, it's high of $1,030, hit a low of $640 right now. According to the Kraken Exchange, it is worth about $766. So Dash is on sale right now. If you've been thinking about getting some, all of the cryptocurrencies.
Big discount. Come on down.
Yep, they're all on sale right now. If you've been thinking about getting into cryptocurrencies.
We are burning the barn down right now just for you.
I am not an investment advisor, but this might be a good time to do it. You know, it may have already hit its floor for this particular drop, But then again, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. Could get worse. The bloodbath could deepen.
The way I like to put it on the air is, if you like to make money when I make money and lose money when I lose money,
there you go.
Then
follow your advice.
Is what I'm doing right now. I'm buying these coins because I think they're going to go up.
And Johnson, you are accepting Dash. You're accepting how many other cryptocurrencies over at libertyminded.com, your online store, selling Free Talk Live merchandise?
A lot of the big ones. I believe I'm accepting Monero, Ripple, and Ether, and Bitcoin Cash, definitely Bitcoin, Vertcoin.
Which ones have people paid with so far? You've been open for what, 2 months, 3 months?
Yeah, that sounds, yep, okay, about right. Litecoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash. No, you know what? I haven't had actually any orders in Dash, though. Hmm. During that time, somebody who I made a millionaire reached out and said, I believe in Dash, and I want to give you some Dash.
Okay.
For making me a millionaire.
But they never followed through, or they just gave you Dash?
They just gave me Dash.
Okay. So you didn't have to give them a shirt or anything?
No, I didn't give them a shirt or anything. They just wanted to reach out and give me money.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, because apparently a long time ago, back in 2011, somebody asked me, you know, hey, I'm looking for alternatives to PayPal. And I said, well, you know, you can just do this Bitcoin thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I had followed my own advice as well as they had. Because this person invested very, very, very heavily. And they quit
their job and they can do whatever they want, apparently.
Yeah, now this person is, well, I mean, I think they bought a house with it or something.
Sweet.
You know, like, you know. But yeah.
So libertyminded.com, there are not only Free Talk Live shirts and hats and other items there, but also other libertarian and cryptocurrency related items.
I've been really sick recently, so I've been slacking. I haven't added new products, but I did spend some time trying to optimize the site, so hopefully I'm trying to get it to load and change some things a little technically. So I'm trying to make it a nice site, and you know, so you can see when I add new colors and varieties and styles to thing right up front, and make it, you know, a nice high functioning site, but at the same time without sacrificing load time. So been just trying to do all the upfront sort of work of making things load right for everybody, and then add as many products as possible.
A lot of people loving the products. They're loving the designs. Go check it out at libertyminded.com as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah. Hello. Going once. Sarah going twice. Sarah in New Mexico. All right.
Awesome.
Well, I guess that's the end of that. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Now, as I mentioned before, there is news out of the Chinese mining world. Bitcoin.com's news section, news.bitcoin.com, reporting that for centuries, Switzerland was known around the world for its tradition of banking secrecy. But now a new financial industry is taking root in the country. Local leaders tried to establish a cryptocurrency hub, and their latest catch is Chinese Bitcoin mining giant Bitmain, which expanded to a new location in the picturesque Swiss canton of Zug. Bitmain Technologies LTD, the Beijing-headquartered Bitcoin mining machines producer. These are the people that make the ASIC chips. And we've heard this terminology before. This is the very high kind of, efficiency, if you will, chips that are very effective for mining certain types of cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin. They're leaving China, apparently, or at the very least, they've established a new branch, and I suspect that has to do with the fact that the Chinese government is cracking down on Bitcoin mining operations. They explained that they chose Zug because Switzerland was, quote, one of the most progressive countries with good legal stability and a skilled workforce. Bitmain says it'll employ more employees in Zug in the future and will actively communicate with the self-regulatory organizations and the Financial Market Authority. Bitmain Switzerland will play a key role in our global expansion, said the company's spokesperson. He told the German-language Swiss newspaper Handelszeitung. This is the first foothold in Europe for Bitmain, which already has branches in the U.S., Singapore, and Israel. So, I mean, does this set anybody's minds at ease? There are people out there who have a problem with the idea that there are so many Chinese mining companies. Does it matter to those people that they aren't going to be located in China anymore? Are they just upset because they're owned by Chinese people or the Chinese government or whatever?
Well, for me, it's the centralization itself that I find problematic. And there's actually another story that that's discussing the fact that Bitcoin isn't quite as decentralized as a lot of people liked to think or would like to think.
And where is that coming from?
It's coming from, I think it was Bloomberg.
Let's go to the phones here. I got a call from EJ in Clarksburg, West Virginia, listening on via the TuneIn app. Go ahead, EJ.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to alert you guys. This has happened while you've been on the air. Adam Kokesh was just arrested in Texas.
No.
It's actually before we went on the air.
Oh, no. What happened?
Apparently, drug charges. Apparently, he filed his paperwork to officially run as the Libertarian, run for president. He filed paperwork to run for president, and an hour later, he got pulled over. His RV got pulled over, and they brought, he got a warning, and then 20 minutes after that, or I guess according to his Twitter, sorry, it was 10 minutes after he filed. He got pulled over. There was a warning, I guess, and then he got pulled over again like 20 minutes later, and there were drug dogs,
whoa.
And apparently they found something. I don't know what they found, but he posted a video on his Twitter of him being arrested, and there's a link up to donate to, you know, bail him out. So,
according to Reason.com, a spokesperson for Wise County Jail in Texas confirms Kokesh is in their custody. This story posted within the last hour at Reason. Being held on four charges, one related to possession of under 2 ounces of marijuana, two related to possession of another controlled substance she was not able to specify, and one for, quote, tampering and or fabricating evidence with intent to impair a police investigation. He will likely be arraigned and have bond set tomorrow. Ugh, poor Adam Kokesh. I really like the guy. I mean, I think that, you know, he's a great personality. He's very entertaining. We've had him on the air as a, you know, sometime co-host here on Free Talk Live the few times that he's come up to visit New Hampshire. He's always great on the radio with us, and we've interviewed him a number of times. I just, you know, I wish he would have come to New Hampshire. I mean, I hate any of these guys. Adamo Freeman, who did live in New Hampshire, gets arrested in Ohio for marijuana possession. He's going to trial on 420 on April 19th and 20th for the possession of 20 pounds of marijuana. Now you got Adam Kokesh getting busted in one of the worst states for possession of marijuana, which is Texas. And so, I mean, it's just, if you're out there and you're not in New Hampshire, you are far away from pretty much everything as far as support from activists is concerned. I mean, maybe there's some folks in, where was it, whatever county, Wise County, there in Texas. But I don't know, man. Texas is a pretty big place. And if there are, I know there are libertarians in Texas, but there's a whole lot of counties there that don't have a whole lot of population out there. And let's see, Wise County, population 62,953. It's out there by Decatur. So we'll I'll check on that story tomorrow. We'll see what more we can learn. EJ, thanks for the heads up on that. And what else is nearby? West of Denton, northwest of Fort Worth. So he was nearby the Fort Worth-Dallas area, but in one of the counties, sort of way out on the outskirts. I don't even know if you could call that a suburb at that point. We'll see you tomorrow. If you know more about Kokesh's arrest, feel free to call in at that time. Meanwhile, join us online, freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health.
To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.